AmericanFreedomRadio.com. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Vinnie Eastwood Show. The lighter side of genocide, because in a world so full of chaos and madness, if you lose your sense of humour, you'll go friggin' nuts. Coming at you in a somewhat animated fashion, as I do, the number to call in is 402-237-2525. That is 402-237-2525. The news today, in fact, I think it's been news for quite some time. Have you heard this Iranian used car salesman was doing some description of plot against a Saudi Arabian ambassador or something of that nature? And the US government is saying, well, Iran did this and they sanctioned it and we're going to keep all of our options on the table, so they might do some kind of military strike. It's like, you know, why is there so much retaliation, man? Honestly, if anything, you should be thanking the Iranians for killing a Saudi because, hey, even according to the government's own official story, it was the Saudis. They pulled off 9/11. So why would you be upset about that? Oh, wait, that's right, because the Iranians are accusing the Americans of pulling off 9/11. It's amazing how international geopolitics works when you make jokes about it, because at the end of the day, it's incredibly serious. Now, we had Lindsay Williams on 2 days ago, and the thing he said was that there will be no war with Iran. There will be no war with Iran. So, I'm not worried about war with Iran, because Lindsay Williams said so. And Lindsay Williams is just passing on the word of the elite. So there we go. There won't be a war with Iran, but in 2012 we're all screwed. Assuredly. By the elite. Not by some mystical mad happenings, solar flare, Comet Elenin, or 2012 crustal shift like they put in the movies. I don't think that's going to happen. It's going to be just as everything else that's disastrous is, a contrived scenario, mainly involving copious quantities of frickin' debt. Because that's about the size of it. That's what they're trying to do at all times. Get you into monstrous amounts of debt. If they can't get you monstrous amounts of debt, sorry, you can't take my property because I don't owe it to nobody. Now, I wonder, though, if the US was to take, say, a reasoned approach to Iran, what would it be? Okay, so Ahmadinejad decided to pay some used car salesman to organize a hit on a Saudi Arabian royal. And so, naturally, it's on US soil. Well, do you think they'd even be stupid enough to do that? Like, Who would do that in this day and age? And here's where the kicker comes in. Guess who was helping to organise the whole thing? An FBI agent. So, as far as I'm concerned, as is the case with most, if not all, terrorism in the United States, loosely I say that, of course, it's government manufactured so that they can justify doing whatever they want, or try and keep the public ridiculously afraid, like, oh, there's boogeyman out there. There's some dude with a couple of freaking gas cylinders in his backyard that the FBI strung up for him. Oh, we're afraid of outside threats now. Please, will the insider government just take care of us? Oh, and take our rights too. Please take our rights if it'll make us safe. How many people are safe when they don't have any rights? When they don't have any liberties? When they're not capable of speaking out? Not safe at all, are you? Least of all from a police baton. In fact, you're 8 times more likely to be killed by a police officer accidentally. Oh, sorry, incidentally. Than you are to die of a terrorist attack. So what priority have people got here? Is this the future we're supposed to put up with? Thing that's justified on nonsense? Contrived scenarios? After all, we have been watching Hollywood movies for quite some time. That seems to keep everybody pretty well abashed. You've got 3 sequels coming out of a film that wasn't that good in the first place. Unbelievable. Where's the creativity gone? That they're using the same writers, I swear. From the 80s up till today, pretty much every president and prime minister and every Hollywood script has followed the exact same lines. It's inextricable. And I guess that's just a telltale sign of just how much of a fantasy politics has become. I will not tolerate threats on America. Meanwhile, I will sign legislation where I can execute people via a secret panel. Oh, the hypocrisy. It doesn't make any sense. And of course it doesn't make any sense, because it's made up by psychopaths. The only way you'd make sense of it is if you were indeed a psycho. Some description. No mindset whatsoever. Speaking of absolutely crazy, this little, I wouldn't say little, this 37,000 ton cruise carrier container ship has been roughed up outside New Zealand for more than a week now, spilling oil and containers, some of them with hazardous chemicals, into the sea, washing up on shore. Turns out that a local New Zealand businessman offered them 2 inflatable recovery barges so that they could store about 100 tons of oil on each of these inflatable barges, and they could have had him there that afternoon siphoning oil off of the ship, and then it would have all been off by the time the rough weather, which split the thing in half, basically. Currently there's a massive salvage operation going on. They could have had all the oil off the ship before that rough weather happened. Had they reacted or even so much as returned the phone call of the guy who offered these emergency recovery barges. About the size of a desk, you know, pop them on the back of a truck, helicopter them in, be there like that. 17 trips or so it would take to get every single drop of oil out of that entire ship. Could have done that in 3 days. They had enough good weather for 4 days. And instead, now we have 300 tons of oil as of a couple of days ago that has spilled into the sea and is now washing up upon miles and miles and miles of pristine, beautiful white sand beaches of New Zealand. Clean, green New Zealand. Don't you think that they should have perhaps returned the phone call to this guy who offered these thingies to them? That seems like a really brilliant idea. But of course, government's not, shall we say, versed in giving people quick responses. Unless, of course, their entire reputation's on the line, in which case they'll respond to you very quickly with a lot of bullshit, with a lot of BS. Essentially. That's the only time you can get these people to respond quickly enough to you is if you have a big enough accusation that's justified so that they can lie about it. Yeah, I'm just thinking about that now. Yep, that's about the only times when I've ever seen politicians react really quickly to something is when they've been accused of something that They either A, don't want people to believe is true, or B, just isn't true. You know, they're right there. Boom. Protecting themselves, protecting their reputations. When it comes to protecting the livelihoods and the next decade or so's fishing from a popular tourist destination of the country, let's give it a week. this insanity. Absolute insanity. And I watched our transport minister, Mr. Stephen Joyce, who talks like this, with about as, I mean, seriously, the guy could be a pirate. He says, that much. Might as well be a pirate as well. Essentially, the thing that is the real scary part about this is that the back two-thirds, the aft of the ship, might split off from the front of the ship, which is lodged on the reef, and sink into the deep, murky waters below with the 100 goodness knows what containers on board, filled with, again, goodness knows what. After all, we've already had a container load of hamburgers wash up, a container load of wood, container loads of hazardous chemicals, and indeed, on the ship, still, allegedly, there is a hazardous chemical waste or compound of some description that gets set on fire when it touches water. Currently, the ship is, I don't know, one side of it is basically in the water. The waves are breaking against it, you know, 2, 3, 4 meter swells, washing up against all these container loads. And they're lowering down salvages by helicopter. It's the only way to get on this puppy at the moment. And they're just hoping that it doesn't rip off and doom them all. This is the worst maritime environmental disaster in New Zealand history. Man, we've been having a lot of disasters in New Zealand lately. I mean, look, we've had the earthquake, we've had the financial crisis, we've had John Key getting elected, which I think is probably the worst disaster of the lot. What's happening to people, man? I wonder what the psychological impact of all of this kind of stuff is. There's so many people now who go fishing and get their shellfish and everything like that from there. And this dovetails with the Gulf of Oil Kano crisis, where we're including New Zealand. They also use Corex at 9500, except in our case, it wasn't very effective at all, thank goodness, because the oil that's spilling out of this freaking tub, whatever you want to call it, is incredibly thick, tarry type stuff, the sort of stuff that you would have on your roads. Now, it beguiles belief, of course, that Corex at 9500 is used at all, considering how freaking toxic it is. And on top of that, we have our environment sinister Nick Smith saying it's just as safe as like hand wash or dishwashing liquid or something of that nature, which is, of course, why it has a skull and crossbones on the outer label saying warning, hazardous chemicals. Do not inhale. Do not ingest and do not use in water. I just made that last one up. It probably should be there because it contaminates everything it touches. But of course, it's now been promised. And I think they also did this in the Gulf of Mexico, that they will no longer think about using Corex at 9500 in New Zealand. So that's a good success. But of course, they did say that in the Gulf of Oil Kano as well. And instead of spraying it during the day where everybody was in full view and whatnot, they had huge amounts of planes and goodness knows what else type of vehicles, boats, choppers, etc., flying out in the middle of the night so nobody could see them. spraying Corex at 9500 all over the place. You know, entire communities, golf cleanup workers, stuff like that. Just keeling over, dead from all of this toxic sludge, all of this toxic hazardous chemicals being sprayed all over the water. The smell's unbearable. Makes people just start vomiting. Headaches, nausea, lesions on the skin. There's even a community where they started testing people taking blood samples, and they found Corex at 9500 in their blood. You know, it was getting in there somehow. And now they're telling people in New Zealand here that you're not allowed to use the... There's a little island near where this big ship lodged up. And the people there survive on rainwater, tank water, that kind of thing. Because the oil's all over the seawater, which is where a lot of the moisture comes from when it rains, they're now being told that their tank water is contaminated. And that they have to, the Air Force now has to fly in fresh water and food for these little communities. It's really sad, man. Huge disasters are often the easiest to prevent. For example, if you'd prevented Halliburton from being involved, you might not have had the oil Kano crisis. If you had made sure that, I don't know, people had somewhat done a bit of investigation as to why these massive oil companies bought up Boots and Coots, the world's largest oil disaster relief company, 11 days before the Gulf of Oil Kano crisis, maybe it wouldn't have happened. Who knows? According to Lindsay Williams, the elite always do what they plan to do. And there's not much you can really do about it. You can expose it and tell people about it so that when it happens, they're not surprised or caught off guard or afraid of it. That's what we try to do on this show, at least. We'll be right back after the break.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Warning. Warning.
American.
Warning.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
American Freedom Radio
is habit forming.
Use the truth carefully.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
I was toting my pack along the dusty Winnemucca road, when along came a semi with a high end canvas covered load. If you're going to Winnemucca, Mac, with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand, and I said, listen, I've traveled every road in this here land. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. I travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere. I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Panama, Mattawa, La Paloma, Bangor, Baltimore, Salvador, Amarillo, Tocopilla, Barranquilla, and Padilla. I'm a killer. I've been everywhere, man. I've been everywhere, man. Across the deserts, bare, man. I breathe the mountain air, man. Travel, I've had my share, man. I've been everywhere.
Theme song.
I've been to Boston, Charleston, Dayton, Louisiana, Washington, Houston, Kingston, Texas, Calumet, Faraday, Santa Fe, Tollapoosa, and Glen Rock, Black Rock, Little Rock, Oskaloosa, Tennessee, Chicopee, Spirit Lake, Grand Lake, Devil's Lake,
yep. Crater Lake. All of those places have been visited by Fukushima radiation. But I'm broadcasting live from New Zealand, nuclear-free New Zealand, in name only, in the sunny slave South Pacific, the island chained nation, live from the fabulously fluoridated capital of Auckland. If you'd like to call in some of the issues of the day, we'll be up for grabs. You can talk about whatever you want. Don't really discriminate that much on this show. The number is 402-237-2525. That is 402-237-2525. We'd definitely like to hear from you today on the Slowly Vinnie Eastwood Show. And I want to talk about some of the criticism, because there's a lot of people that do what I do, you know, just in the radio sense of the word and getting out there and speaking up, that experience this sort of, I don't know, unbridled abuse. Now, everybody takes criticism, right? And criticism needs to be taken into account every time it's given to you. At least that's what I believe. I believe I want to listen to everybody who criticizes me. And then I'll make a determination about whether or not that criticism is warranted or if it's just basically somebody who's flying off the handle and is being freaking crazy. It's pretty easy to tell the difference. For example, if they are all in capital letters, or if they are using an awful lot of swear words and things of that nature, if they are insulting your character, if they are repeating themselves over and over again, if they're laughing at you and leaving little smiley faces and things of that nature, going or calling you names. That is the type of criticism that is of no value. Not to the improvement of the show anyway. Namely because you don't have anything to gain from these people because they're not being honest with themselves. So how can they honestly give you any form of criticism? Okay, they don't know about the New World Order. They don't know about anything. Really? Why? And for some reason, people get really upset and offended when these people do this to them. I've done it too. And you can be drawn into these long conversations where you'll do talk with this one person and there'll be like 174 comment threads on Facebook and that sort of thing. And you really get absorbed into it. But the problem is that you're not actually gaining anything. What you're really doing is you're putting out proper, real information that is absolutely necessary for the public to be informed about. And you're trying to convince this person who cannot think, cannot do anything except be reactionary and abusive. You're trying to, what, convince them of the truth? It's not going to happen. Not at all. They haven't felt the press of a Nazi jackboot on their neck as I have. They haven't consumed hundreds of documentaries as I have. There is no possibility that they're just going to snap out of their brainwashing with one conversation with me. The other form of criticism, on the other hand, is very, very important, and I take this as a talk radio show host to be the most important aspect of doing what you do when your voice is amplified as mine is, and I try to share that with as many people as I can. In fact, we were trying to get up Benjamin Fulford today, but he's unavailable at the moment. Essentially, what it does is it gives you a disproportionate amount of attention. And as a direct result, you will receive far more feedback than, say, you were just speaking to this one person over here. And it's feedback from both spectrums. Now, the ones that you should listen to are the ones who are saying, Vinny, that laugh is too annoying and you're laughing at things that aren't funny. Well, yeah, so I am. I have actually been doing it a little bit forced. Okay, tone that down. Bring that back a little bit. Done. Next piece of intelligent criticism, please. And that's how I react to criticism. That's good. And coming from an honest place. From somebody who's got experience in the field sort of thing. And if it's not coming from somebody like that, but it keeps popping up again from people who don't know each other, who have the same opinion and the same criticism, then I have to really pay attention to it and think, okay, I'm not doing the best job I can. And if I'm not doing it perfect, and I scarcely doubt that I ever will, more to the point, if I'm not working towards perfecting my style, my presentation, my information and all of that kind of stuff. If I just kind of sit back and lax out and don't take it seriously at all, how do I expect anybody else to take me seriously? I mean, sure, I make jokes about everything, but the very core of the show is making jokes about the things that are very, very serious, namely because I feel to a large part that I'm preaching to the converted here. I'm not trying to, you know, win you over per se. I'm simply trying to bring some perspective, okay, because the most damaging thing to a psyche is losing perspective. You know, I don't want to. Basically, when you get too far ahead of yourself, you become too full of yourself, right? And I try to review myself with as much honesty and integrity as I can. But I'm conscious of the fact that so many people, myself included, act in ways that are abhorrent and need to be talk to and explain the things that you really shouldn't do. You know, being rude, being aggressive, all of those sorts of things. I really want to kind of cut them out because they're more damaging than they're worth most of the time. You know, you don't it doesn't make you reek of roses to be surrounded by all that kind of stuff. You know what I'm saying? Like, for example, I would never assault anybody. And I wouldn't try to use excessive swear words or things like that across loud hailers. And it's just basically a bit of etiquette can be applied because you can teach people the same thing with swear words as you can with an eloquent vocabulary. Okay? But it's taken having FCC regulations for me to learn that. To learn to control my tongue. Like, if you meet me in person, yeah, man, I cuss up a storm sometimes because I've got this kind of latent rage and anger, and it's all just bubbling away beneath the surface because you get all this information in every day about how you're being, well, basically effed over, and it's incredibly difficult to deal with, and I know that I'm not the only one feeling that. We all for the large part, have such great difficulty dealing with the stuff that we know. It's unavoidable. It's inescapable. There's no place you can run to or hide from it. It's not forever. And when that's the case, the best thing you can hope for is to learn or produce some mechanisms to cope with it, because it is very hard. I mean, I don't want to know that there are an elite, virtually untouchable group of psychopathic, child sacrificing, pedophile, cocaine snorting, smuggling, evil corporate heads that have knighthoods and such like that, that run the planet. Plan things well in advance. I don't want to know any of that stuff. It doesn't change the fact that it is happening and it is admitted. So the fact that I don't want it to happen means that it burdens me with the responsibility of stopping it. Maybe that's the difference between me and a lot of people, is that when I see something that I don't like, I point the finger at it and say, I don't like this. This is not cool. Everybody else, look where I'm pointing. Shine the light on them. You know, I do that even to the point where you'll stand up in a crowded room and interrupt a politician in the middle of their speech or something like that. Seems very rude, but without people doing that, without the people asking important questions in crowds and carted off by police and security guards, as I've seen in some YouTube videos, and that's what happens in America. Man, I can't believe you guys have to put up with that kind of crap. You're not even allowed to speak at a public meeting and ask a question that they don't want to answer. Oh, my God. In New Zealand, it's been legislated, though. You're not even allowed to hand out flyers at protests. I'm not kidding. Auckland Council passed a new bylaw. You're not allowed to hand out flyers or DVDs or anything at a protest. Two protesters. What the heck? Are you kidding me? This stuff sounds so ridiculously insane that so many just refuse to believe it. This kind of consensus principle that if most people disagree with it, then it simply cannot be true. Even people who are well-versed in protesting and exposing government corruption and tyranny can't believe it. And I say can't believe it because they simply can't register it. It's too far out of their own patterns because they think, sure, government's corrupt, government's bad, but they think that there's an upper limit to tyranny? I think this is the gravest mistake ever. I think that when Nazi Germany was kind of rising to power, people began to see this great, massive outward threat. And ever since that massive war where millions of people died, where the bankers financed both sides, we've been at war with people on the outside ever since. And we've never looked on the inside to see just how the enemy is operating at home. Okay, because it's too uncomfortable. This is something that happens in other countries. And that's how they trap people, really, in New World Order. Because they work on a geopolitical global scale, they can implement things simultaneously globally. You know, financial crises, terrorism suppression legislation, which basically means free speech suppression. You know, everybody corralled into these little free speech zones or kettled into the middle of a little intersection and then mass arrested. Well, that wouldn't happen in Canada. Oh, that wouldn't happen in America. Oh, that wouldn't happen in New Zealand. Oh, that wouldn't happen in Australia. Got a newsflash for you. It is happening. And it's going to get worse unless you accept the fact that it is happening and do something about it. 402-237-2525. We'll be right back.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyite removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyite is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyite LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
Yo, what's up? Check this out.
The voice of the revolution. American Freedom Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Listen to the Ron Paul Revolution Radio Show with Rossi and Brocky. Join the revolution on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays, 3 to 5 p.m. Central, and only on American Freedom Radio.
Bonkers.
Bonkers.
Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. And I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. Some people pay for thrills, but I get mine for free. Man, I'm just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me. I wake up, every day is a daydream. Everything in my life ain't what it seems. I wake up just to go back to sleep. I act real shallow, but I'm in too deep. And all I care about is sex and violence. A heavy bass line is my kind of silence. Everybody says that I gotta get a grip, but I let sanity give me the slip. Some people think I'm bonkers, but I just think I'm free. Man, I'm just living my life.
Just living my life, there's nothing crazy about me.
Some people pay for thrills, but I get my free. Man, I'm just
if people call you crazy, you can just call them stupid. No, I think that's a bit of a rough thing. And another thing that's tough about being a truther is you often start to hold a pin on your fellow man. You start to hate other people because they just rip on you so much. You know, you get this kind of deep resentment type feeling, and it's bad, man. It's really, really bad. And I find myself doing it, you know, just going, bloody slaves, you know, freaking scum, brainwashed sheeple, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just, dude. Trying to save humanity here. How exactly are you going to do that? By hating them. It's not their fault. They didn't create this society. The elite did. They didn't brainwash themselves. The elite did. They didn't pre-program all of these ad hominem attacks and psychological castration and cognitive dissonance. They didn't program that into themselves. It's all been done on purpose. You can't be angry with somebody who didn't create the system and, in fact, are just victims of it. Okay? That's like blaming a rape victim because she was wearing a short skirt. I see plenty of girls at, like, music gigs and stuff that I go filming wearing very, very scanty attire. And I don't see them getting raped. So it can't be that. Has to be the guy doing the raping. And as far as your economy or your school system is concerned, boy, oh boy, is rape a magnificent vehicle of trauma-based learning. Huh? Isn't it great? Get discriminated against by your fellow classmates, you turn it into a herd mentality, and just like when cell phones came in and now nobody remembers anybody's numbers, public schooling came in and now nobody knows how to think. See? The people adapt to their environment. Whatever's necessary in that environment, they develop. Whatever's unnecessary, they leave behind. It's adaptation. So we've been adapted via our environment, which has been constructed for us deliberately, to, on the whole, and this doesn't work on everybody 100% of the time because you can't do that to humans. Humans are unique, wild card type creatures, unpredictable. You can affect, it's like, what was his name? Abraham Lincoln said, you can fool some of the people all the time, and you can fool all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all the people all of the time. Okay? Very poignant quote, because I consider myself to be apart from most of humanity at this point, because I experience so much differently the things that we all see. When I look at the news on television, I'm one of that minority that talks back to the TV. You know, is that a indicator of insanity? Maybe. Maybe. I think it's more of an indication of just how insane the news is. Don't you think? If the news drives somebody crazy, how did it do that? The news had to be crazy in order to accomplish that, didn't it? Yes, indeedy. Yes, it did. This is what I don't get about some people's reactions. Like, I'll tell them to Google Agenda 21 or Google the Council on Foreign Relations or something of that nature. And they say, oh, you can't believe everything that you read online. Well, mate, Encyclopedia Britannica is online. Does that mean everything in it is BS? No. And flip it back on them and say, look, are you telling me that everything on the internet is a lie and everything on mainstream media and then comes out of a politician's mouth is the truth? They backpedal instantly because that just sounds stupid. Because that's the myopic, tiny little perspective that they've got. They just want to attack you. Okay? And I'm not the only one experiencing this, you know, when you're watching TV and you're telling them to shut up or F off. It's a universal thing. All right, so the things that are used to divide us and the things that frustrate us are in fact the things that make us feel as though we are one, the things that pull us together. Okay? Don't you see? The very tools of our enslavement are the things that we can use to set ourselves free, to set our hearts free, our minds free, our spirits free. There's too many people now that don't value the very concept of intellectual honesty. I truly do, because I fear that I would become a monster if I didn't have it. You know, I mean, I've got a lot of friends who are anti-corruption advocates and things like that. And because I'm on radio, it allows me to manipulate people because I've got the YouTube channel, and heaps of people were kind of like watching and what have you. I could insert pretty much anything in there that I wanted, true or false. And my great fear is that I will stop having a value of being truthful and start getting into this sort of, a belief structure where I adjust everything to fit my beliefs rather than just looking at it in a very honest way and thinking, okay, that's very true. Here's the evidence. That's very untrue. Here's the lack of evidence, etc. But it comes back to the whole perspective of balance in the media. You know, I had somebody criticize me and stop following me on Facebook because I was too biased and what have you. And I said to him, look, I never claimed to be unbiased. I never claimed to have credibility. And I never claimed to be a leader. If you don't see the media that you want to see currently existing, then the burden of responsibility lies on you, not me, to make that which you seek exist. You came up with the idea, point a finger at yourself and say, I have to do this, you know? You've had somebody like point a finger at you and just kind of like rap you on the chest with that finger and say, you have to do this. You have to get out there with a camera. You have to start editing those YouTube videos. You have to start up your own internet radio station. Okay? It's not my responsibility nor anybody else's to tell you what to do with your life, and vice versa, it's not your responsibility to tell anybody else what to do with theirs. If you don't like what you're seeing, make something you do like seeing. It's not that hard. Really, really simple. Because not everybody can think like you can. You have your own particular way of thinking. You have your own particular way of talking. You have your own particular skills, background, etc. So why, under any circumstances, when you come up with an idea on your own, then make that idea somebody else's responsibility? It doesn't make any sense. And this is part of the programming, I believe, conceivably, that people abdicate their responsibility as soon as they come up with anything original. Okay? I want this to happen. Okay? Why isn't that person and that person and that person doing it? You know, I'm gonna blame them for not doing something that I came up with on my own. Get a hold of yourself. What, do you think you need somebody's permission? No. Think you need somebody's help? No. I didn't ask anybody's permission. I didn't need anybody's help. Start going out there with the camera. And in fact, if I had asked for permission, if I had asked for help, the answer would have always been no. And I had to do it for close to 2 to 3 years of turning up to public meetings, filming them, putting them on YouTube, making edited videos before somebody so much as offered me my own radio show. Before sponsors started turning up. Okay, I had to work really, really, really hard and rely entirely on myself. The encouragement that I received was a result of the work that I did. To be able to see that there's a video here. I made that video. It's freaking awesome. It's really informative. Awesome. I feel proud of myself because I did it and I didn't need anybody's help to get it done. But now that I'm operating at an even larger level, people are showing up to help me. Even out of the 99 people that are offered to help you, only one of them actually will. Okay? But even then, those people who do help are the ones who actually want to contribute, the people who want to take responsibility, the people who want to accomplish something with their lives. And they work harder and more diligently than any amount of petty protesters. We'll be right back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do you realize every day we are being put under constant stress from wireless radiation? What's worse is that you don't even know that it's happening. It puts as much stress on our body as if we had a constant viral infection, draining our energy and sapping our strength, or just making us irritable and fatigued. These wireless fields are being emitted from computers, microwaves, mobile phones, power lines, and any electrical appliance. Now there is a solution. A group of research engineers in New Zealand have come up with an active shielding device that shields you from wireless radiation at a cellular level. Blue Shield comes in three models: a household, portable, and USB that plugs into any computer. The great thing about Blue Shield is it is very affordable and guaranteed to last. A one-off purchase will see you being protected for years to come. Visit AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Blue Shield banner. Blue Shield, brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What is it that's in your home that causes grown men to cower and children to run for cover?
Fun!
Food storage!
That's right. Food storage shouldn't be scary. At Simply Your Food, we are the premier providers of long-term, storable, GMO, and MSG-free meats, veggies, fruit, dairy, and pantry essentials like powdered butter. We even have a gluten-free line. Food storage shouldn't be scary. Let Simply Your Food help you with your food storage needs. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage. Go to simplyyourfood.com or call 866-251-7511 and let us take the scary out of food storage.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
No rules. No rules. No taboo topics.
No taboo topics.
No fear of doom.
No fear of doom.
We are American Freedom Radio.
American Freedom Radio.
Number two of the fastest 2 hours in talk radio. It's the Vinnie Eastwood Show, trying to make some fun of the insanity so that you don't join it. Speaking of insanity, allegedly, and I've just cracked this open on Facebook, and I think I'm going to read it out on air here. It's quite a long article. And if we have any callers in, obviously, I'll take those. The number is 402-237-2525. That's 402-237-2525. Now, it's been compiled by a Facebook group called the Tauranga Oil Spill New Zealanders Against Corexit 9500. And there was a post on godlikeproductions.com. And this is the following post here. I've been a deck officer in the maritime industry for 11 years. I have an unlimited Coast Guard license making me legal to command any commercial vessel. And that's exactly what I do 9 months out of every year. I'm here to tell you that this ship off of New Zealand that apparently ran up on a reef is a complete false flag event. There is no way in hell this could ever happen on accident. There's just no way. It had to be deliberate. The fact that the ship was owned by a Greek company screams false flag. Then they did absolutely nothing to retain the oil spill. IMO regulations have strict operating procedures for events like this that are well known in the shipping industry, and I see no pollution booms around the vessel which should have been deployed within minutes of the collision. All shipping crews throughout the world trained to handle this exact scenario on a monthly basis. The fact that no oil booms were put out means this situation is lies, 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 and more lies. On top of all of this, the ship's fuel could have been removed in 1 day. Yes, 1 day. I have bunkered ships and tugs hundreds of times in my career, and I have debunkered ships in similar situations using tug barges on multiple occasions. This entire situation is horseshit, Muslim. It is deliberate. We need to know the name of the mate that was on watch and the captain that was in command and hold them accountable. The fuel on this freighter was nothing. One barge could have easily pumped it off in 2 or 3 hours, and yet they let it run out. Fraud. They only wish it wasn't a container vessel, so it had a real amount of fuel. And depending on the ship, it is highly unlikely the fuel tanks could have even been breached by an incident like this. Ships are designed to not spill in an event like this. I bet that they're pumping the sludge right into the ocean. In fact, I'd bet money on it. Don't let the media fool you, and please feel free to quote me, because I'm sure GLP will remove this post, Godlike Productions, due to its honesty. This oil spill, which is small, could have never happened, like they say. And the fact that they waited 5 days to do anything is beyond belief. They are waiting for a storm to ensure more of a disaster. Where is Lloyd's of London, who insures the ships? Where is the IMO, International Maritime Organization? Are they all complicit? Where is the New Zealand Oil Recovery Team? Are they complicit? Then he goes on to say, do you think that the ship's captain was paid cash, was paid to crash the ship into the reef by a third party? That would be one possibility. We need the testimony of the mate on watch, as the captain was likely not in the wheelhouse at the time. So it could boil down to one individual, but the captain is also guilty since he is responsible for the ship's crew not doing their well-understood duty to recover that oil. They could also pump that fuel into holding tanks or pump it all into the port tank, which wasn't ruptured. You see what I'm saying here? There are so many things they could have done to prevent this that it has to be deliberate. Okay? It's impossible for it not to be. Even if it was some incompetent Greek ship officers who are low-grade officers, but definitely not that stupid, there are also redundant navigation alarms on the bridge that give clear warning when approaching a shoal or shallow area. This was intentional. There is no question. And any response team, including the New Zealand CG, is also guilty. I can't wait to see how this plays out in the Admiralty courts. Damn right. New Zealanders should be furious. They are a seafaring nation, and I'm sure this is obvious to them. Even their governor was like, how did this happen? And they will shut him up quickly, though. I haven't been following the details of this all along. All I needed to see was the initial response a couple of days ago to know that this was a false flag. I'm sure it has something to do with what's on the containers also. The oil spill could be a distraction. New Zealanders need to pay very close attention to the work going on there. Get out in your boats, see what companies are removing the containers, watch where those containers are going, etc. 1,700 tons of fuel really isn't all that much. And they only spilled like 30 tons of it so far. Well, it's actually now been up to 200, 300 tons. But they didn't need to spill even one ton. I could have prevented any spillage and had the ship off that reef in 2 days with a couple tugs and barges. Something is rotten with this whole deal. I wish I could share more, but I have to ship out myself early in the morning, and I apologize for typos. I've been reading for 9 hours straight and can't see a thing right now. I will be gone 30 days, and I dare not look at sites like Godlike Productions from the ship's computer. Besides that, most of it is over satellite connection, but rest assured that this shipping incident in New Zealand needs attention, especially from New Zealanders. I mean, where the hell is the ship going to go? It's only 12 miles offshore. Surely some blokes could get out there with binoculars and keep a watch. I bet anything the authorities will chase you away, though. I would, and they have, actually. They've created a no-travelling zone. Because notably, there's oil all over the water, and heaps of containers have fallen into it. So it'll damage, if not sink, a small vessel if it's traveling fast enough. I would be all over my government to get out there and intervene. They probably received orders from their fellow blood drinkers to stand down. We've seen this show before. If you pressure them enough, you might be able to muddle up their secret operation. Talk to the guys on the tugs. Find out where those tugs are from and when they return to port. Be there to talk to the crew. I'm sure some deckhand will tell you his side of the story and call your local maritime education facility and ask them why pollution booms were not deployed immediately. Ask why the fuel wasn't pumped to safe holding tanks. Call your media and tell them to ask these questions and pose them to the people. Well, the media won't do that. By the way, if anybody wants to send me down there, you know, if you've got like a bed in Tauranga or something like that I can sleep in over the weekend or what have you, or if somebody's like cruising down there in a car or whatever, you know, hit me up and take me down with you. These six scum are destroying one of the last clean places on Earth. And we all know something is going on with the containers. I'll try to check back here by phone in the next couple of days, but this was a false flag. Containers don't just fall into the sea. They are shackled down to withstand near typhoon force seas and winds. Another lie and cover-up. Probably radioactive, since you don't see anyone on deck. Besides that, containers float, most of them anyway, and they are all fitted with tracking devices as per insurance regulations. Best get busy, New Zealanders. This could be nasty. I've got a few minutes before my cab gets here. I haven't looked back at any videos, and not saying it's impossible for a container to fall off a ship, just very unlikely. This is why they put the trackers on them in case they do come off. I'm only saying it takes one hell of a force to do it. And incidentally, the first time the containers actually fell off was at night when nobody could see it. If the ship really hit the shoal hard, then this possibly could have happened, but it would not have happened at the time of the incident. And not to mention, nothing came off the ship when it hit at all. That it came off days after, when there was a little bit of a storm kicked off, about 4 days after. And not later on, unless the ship is listing to extreme one side or the other, and the most part it was like a 11 or degrees or something of that nature. And even then, entire stacks of them would tip over. Okay? Again, I haven't been watching this closely, just trying to tell you what I know as a ship officer and what I've seen. Also, if the containers did tip and fall in, which is highly unlikely but not impossible, they would know exactly what containers they were, who they belonged to, where they were going, and where they came from. If the containers fell after the fact, like a day or two later, then this would be extremely suspect, and people should review the footage of the ship to see if anyone was working on deck directly before the containers tipped. And at that time, only government salvage people were on there. Lower down, I believe. I'll have to confirm that later on, though. Just trying to indicate things that you guys should look at for that this is suspect. If the hole in the ship is a bad one, you should start seeing dewatering efforts, like water being pumped over the side, etc. Unless it was ballast tanks that were ruptured, these ships all have double hulls, though. The second hull is not usually breached upon a grounding. Fuel tanks are always back near the pilot house and are much higher than the double bottoms. They are usually also shaped in a V design with the bottom higher than any other interior. If the fuel tank is breached, then it may be likely that the engine room or other interior spaces should be flooding. Fuel tanks usually breach from an area on the outside of the hull above the waterline, back by the house. Since fuel is lighter than water, the fuel would have to be falling onto the surface. And if the tank breach is under the waterline, then it would seem that very minimal fuel would be pushed down against the force of the water trying to enter. But there would be some mixing. All I'm saying with these posts is that just watch the ship. Don't watch the news footage, because a helicopter can't hover there all day. If you know anybody with a safe offshore boat that can get out there and get some footage of their own just to document this, it may not seem like anything to most people, but even a few minutes of footage could be priceless later on down in the line. Another thing to consider in light of Fukushima and the Fulford conspiracies is the placement of ordnance for future use. Something on the seabed. Keep in mind, and other factors as well, if looking at the conspiracy mindset, like the Titanic not actually hitting an iceberg and being fired upon by a German U-boat, which is the most likely scenario, the explanation that an iceberg could sink a ship to me is preposterous. I run my ship in 4 to 5 foot solid blue ice every year at speeds of 10 to 12 knots for hundreds of miles. Just saying, if this Greek ship was trying to save itself, perhaps, just perhaps, it intentionally ran up on the shoal to keep from going down. It is why someone must talk to the officers and be ready to record the statement and have their BS meter on high. I'm sure the officers are scared Shiite Muslimless, though, and being censored by their lawyers, preparing for a mega lawsuit. After all this is said and done, and the ship is gone, New Zealand citizens should employ side-scan sonar. I'm sure someone has this. And sweep the entire sea for things on the seabed. If the area is shoaled enough, it may even be possible to dive anything that is found. After all, TPTB could be salvaging any containers that fell, especially if they contain toxic material, which we've now confirmed that they have. I would also scan local fault lines and other strategic areas in the seabed, as it would be easy for a dive team to float with neural buoyancy a container without being detected by overhead cameras. All in all, please be diligent with the ongoings of this event. I'm telling you many things that do not add up, and if you watch, you'll probably reveal suspicious activity which can be exploited and ultimately prevent some malicious plans in part of the blood drinkers. Fair winds and following seas. Yeah. So you think about that. When you want to question something that's going on, And if it's a high profile case, you know, as this is the worst environmental disaster in New Zealand history, usually go to the experts, the people who know something about it. Okay, you go to them first and you ask their opinions. That doesn't seem to be happening here whatsoever. And again, now that this guy says it, you know, it was my suspicion all along that this might be a false flag, because nothing happens by accident. You know, but of course there'll be people listening to this right now just go, then, you know, you're just a suspicious, paranoid conspiracy theorist. I'm like, well, Brian, look who benefits. Look at who benefits. Follow the money. How much cash is being whipped up now by private contractors at the expense of the government? Quite a bit, I'd say. I wonder how many of them have connections to certain Greek shipping companies or certain ship captains. I don't know. The point is, if you maintain a suspicious mind, it's a hell of a lot harder to deceive you. If you maintain a gullible perspective, where you believe absolutely everything the government tells you and everything or what have you, mate, it'll be very easy to lie to you, and you'll very easily believe it. That's all I'm saying. I don't know, one way or the other, what is the truth of this matter. I will allow the evidence to lead my conclusions on that. Please call in 402-237-2525. We'll be right back.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring freedom of speech and preserves the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know that we are tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Feeling stressed, tired, lacking energy, or lacking libido? Now you can take control of your healthcare goals in the privacy of your own home with the use of reliable, high-quality health products from Ideal Health in New Zealand. Conveniently delivered to your door anywhere in the world. You'll find our friendly health team offer well-researched health information plus the highest quality health products. We want to ensure you not only get the best value products available, but also ensure you get the fastest therapeutic results. With over 2,600 pages of health information and natural products, all compiled by our friendly naturopathic team. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand. Leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the VinnieEastwoodShow.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
You're listening to the Future of Talk. American Freedom Radio. This is American Freedom Radio.
Listen to Time for Hemp, hosted by Casper Leach. Afternoons, Monday through Friday, 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. Central. Only on American Freedom Radio.
Yeah. Tonight we're gonna make love. You know how I know? Because it's Wednesday. And Wednesday night is the night that we usually make love. It's because it's when everything is just right. There's nothing good on TV. You haven't had your social netball team practice, so you're not too tired. Oh, yeah. Sounds like it's all on. You say something to me like, I might go to bed, I've got work in the morning. But I know what you mean. You mean, oh, yeah. It's business time. It's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
That's what you mean. You mean it's business time.
It's business. It's business time.
Oh, yeah. That's right.
Welcome back.
We go brush our teeth. That's all
this
part of
the
foreplay.
Greek shipping company's theme song.
That's not part
it's
of
business
it,
time. Next thing you know, oh yeah. Well, see, this is the problem with the false flags is that often you'll have a lot of accusations and basically not enough evidence to convict in some cases, but ultimately there is always questions that are being left behind. And you know what's funny about conspiracy deniers and coincidence theorists is that they say anybody who questions and complains when they don't have the right to question is basically just a crazy person, right? Asking questions is a crazy thing to start with, and complaining about not being able to ask questions is even crazier. I just don't understand that mentality. Basically, because it's just pure denial and insanity. Because when you're dealing with people who have a, I wanted to get, talk to this subject of closed-minded and open-mindedness for a moment, because there's a spectrum, right? For example, somebody sees a shadow on the wall that looks like a person, and they run across to their neighbor next door and say, I saw a ghost. And the neighbor looks across the road and they see that there's a lamp on in the corner and that it casts a shadow on the wall of a person. They say, no, it's not a ghost. It's a shadow on the wall cast by your lamp. And that person says, you're just not being open-minded. Okay, so there's that element, which I fully understand. Come to grip with, great. However, that gets extrapolated by these people to mean that everything that somebody finds unexplainable or freaky or crazy or something of that nature falls into that exact same category. And it doesn't. It simply doesn't. And it's statistically impossible that it would, even if it was happening. Right? And so that would make you even more suspicious that there was something else going on. But the point of this fact is, if you're open-minded, make sure you're not too open-minded. Make sure you don't just let in everything. I mean, I do, to a large extent. I'll sit down and listen to pretty much anything anybody's got to say. But it doesn't mean I'm going to change, like, my modus operandi or the way that I do my life until I see enough backing up evidence to say that, yep, okay, that's the case. All right. Government is taken over by scumbags, and the voting system won't save you. Okay, think about this. This is a definition of insanity. It's doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. This seems to be the whole voting privilege. Just to do the exact same thing over and over again to try and save yourself, and every single time you do it, having it inexorably screw you over and rape your effing country. People of New Zealand, people of America, people of this world, indeed, wake up. There is no such thing as strategic voting when your two main parties are strategically controlled by the same one monolithic, mega conspiratorial banking class elite scumbaggery. Okay? That's not strategic voting. That is strategic sacrificing. You're literally sacrificing your country to the bankers whenever you vote for one of their false paradigm parties. Whenever you vote at all, you're giving your consent to these bankers to govern you, because it shows that you agree with the system and that you're willing to participate in it. That is the way they have structured it. Your silence, if you don't vote, is taken as consent. And if you do vote, it's also taken as consent. It is a rigged freaking game. So what's the third option here? There's the no confidence vote. And I still don't have any idea if that'll even be effective or if it'll even count. You know, if I vote no confidence, if I put two slashes across my voting paper and put NC, which is Uniform Commercial Code for no confidence, allegedly, will that make a difference? When it gets counted, do they count that as a vote that I've made? Or do they give that that vote, as is under New Zealand election law, by proxy to the winning parties? Okay, that's how the elections are run in this country. I'm not sure how it works for the rest, but as far as I know, New Zealand has a relatively high voter turnout, so does Australia. In Australia, it's actually illegal to not vote for a system that screws you over. Okay, so if I vote no confidence, are there going to be people from the Serious Fraud Office or Criminal Investigations Bureau turn up at my house and ask me what I'm doing? I don't know. Sure like to find out, preferably before it happens, because I have no confidence in the electoral process. Okay, I've become disillusioned. And the process of becoming disillusioned is simply that. The illusion of free elections no longer works on me. Okay? I've seen a woman on stage, sawed in half several times, and the illusion no longer has any effect on me because I know how it's done. Looked up online, I saw, you know, there are actually two people in there and blah, 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 blah. That's how it's done. So, why would you then continue to pay money to see a parlor trick when you know how it's done? Why would you continue to hand over your government, the control over your life, and all your fellow citizens? Why would you deliberately hand it over to parties who have proved themselves consistently to be liars, prove themselves consistently to be thieves, have proved themselves consistently to be on the employ of foreign interests? want, because they're going to be just as bad, or they're going to be slightly better than these other forms of petulant scumbaggery that oppose them? No. It just doesn't happen. The political reality is that all the parties, whether they want to be good or not, cannot be. The Parliament is structured in such a way that it makes it impossible for those who are honest, those who are dignified, and those who have true integrity and principle to remain in office. And if they do remain in office, through some miracle of their charisma, that they're able to convince people to consistently vote for them and keep them in there. And believe me, there are a lot of charismatic people, both scumbaggery and nice people alike, who get into Parliament as independents. Very similar to, say, Ron Paul, for example, except he's not independent, is he? He's Republican. But, however, the constituency that votes him in to Congress consistently, and have done for a very long time, are under his spell, because he does speak in a very magical way, and he does draw people in to listen to them, and he does say what he says he will do. He does do what he says he will, I mean. Okay, so there's that element. However, he's a lone voice amidst an entire apparatus of evil. Okay, it's an unwinnable war. However, it doesn't mean that there's no point in doing it. It just means that you need to deploy other tactics as well. Okay, people, for some reason, they go on about this whole silver bullet technique. If we vote for this guy, or if we vote that particular dude out, or if we change this, if we abolish the Fed, if we get aspartame out of the... No. It's not any one thing by itself. Everything has a causative and correlative effect on the way your country is run. Everything. You can't look at things in isolation anymore. Fortunately, I'm very scatterbrained, so I don't have the capacity to focus on small, individual, minuscule issues and ignore absolutely everything that goes with it. That's on the outside. It's usually all those outside things that bring me into finding out what the focus is. I do the direct opposite of how they try to train you to think with tunnel vision, train you to think as though there are no unforeseen circumstances, as if there is no outside influence being exerted. I know different. And so I look for those elements, find out what they are, and then, in the end, everything comes back to the beginning. But follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the money. Okay? The money is like the yellow brick road. Okay? It'll surely show you to a grand city controlled by some description of invisible, all-powerful entity that in reality is merely just cogs and wheels controlled by a small, frail, pathetic, fearful, cowardly individual behind a curtain. And they'll probably have the World Bank logo on their arm. It's inextricable how people seem to be able to separate issues, you know? Like they'd be able to separate the environment from the economy. Or separate voting for a parliament and the legislation that they pass. It's very strange to me, because I see direct connections between these elements. And I see the influence that gets exerted. Mate, and I'm not that smart. Right? Believe me, there are far brighter cats out there than I who can break this down to the minutiae of details. Far greater than I. But that doesn't mean I'm just going to shut up and let them do my talking for me. Does it? Mm-mm. You really do have to be the one speaking out. If you're the one doing the thinking, you have to be doing the speaking. if you're the one doing the planning, you have to be the one executing the planning as well. Don't separate yourself from your own actions. Don't separate yourself from your own thought processes, and certainly don't separate yourself from your family or your friends. And when you become a conspiracy theorist and you start realizing the truth about what's going on in our society, it is very easy to let that just kind of fall by the wayside because nothing else seems as interesting anymore. Why would I care about sitting down on the couch with my mum looking through, catalogues of junk mail that we get in the post delivered every week? Why would I do that when I could instead be watching a documentary about varying forms of scumbaggery being performed? Okay? Got a whole bunch of very sick people, both in the head and in the body. The ones that are sick in the head wind up migrating to the top echelons of society, and those who are sick in the body wind up spiraling ever downwards. Now, they either devolve from their own passions and solidify their own ignorance, or they can possibly snap out of it at some point later on. I mean, my consideration is that if you want to live a life free of pain and suffering and fear, you are wanting something that we should all aspire to. However, it's again like wanting to be divine, wanting to be God, have the power of omniscience, omnipotence. It's not an option, because it is the pain and the fear and the dark times that really define you and help the light to shine out. Okay? If you're surrounded by light, how can yours even shine or even be noticed? You know? You ever put on a torch, you know, just shone it on the ground when it's fully sunny outside? You can't freaking see it. You can only see it when it's surrounded entirely by darkness. And that's what's galvanized so many people. And in general, as far as I've seen it, most activists, the people who are really, really active and writing their books and doing the radio stations and all of that kind of stuff, they've been shafted big time. And it's a reaction to defend themselves and to defend others that really produces this huge amount of impetus to work for a better world. Call in 402-237-2525, the Vinnie Eastwood Show. Final segment coming up. This is your last chance.
Now you and your family and friends can enjoy the cleanest, most delicious, and healthy drinking water anytime, even while traveling, camping, at sporting events, or in emergency situations. The Berkeleyte removes bacteria, cysts, parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury, while leaving in the beneficial and nutritional minerals your body needs. Berkeleyte is so powerful, it can even purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and streams. And the optional PF2 filters even remove fluoride. The Berkeleyte LED, with its rechargeable lighting system, can be used as a nightlight or a camp light. To view or purchase your Berkey water system and replacement filters, please visit American Freedom Radio's website at AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click the Berkey banner. Once again, that's AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And click the Berkey Water banner. Not yet available in Iowa.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners, which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution.
Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
Following a radiological or nuclear event, radioactive iodine may be released into the air and then be breathed into the lungs. Radioactive iodine may also contaminate the local food supply and get into the body through food or through drink. When radioactive materials get into the body through breathing, eating or drinking, the thyroid gland quickly absorbs the chemical. Radioactive iodine absorbed by the thyroid can then injure the gland. But you can protect yourself with use potassium iodide, which acts to block radioactive iodine from being taken into the thyroid gland and can help protect this gland from injury. To take advantage of very special rates, click on the banner at AmericanFreedomRadio.com. And don't forget our convenient delivery service, Ideal Health New Zealand, leaders in alternative health. That's AmericanFreedomRadio.com and click on the Ideal Health New Zealand button. Proudly brought to you by the Vinnie Eastwood Show.com.
Are you suffering from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeats, clogged arteries? If so, you are not alone. Millions of people are suffering from one or more of these problems. If you'd like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then this might be the most important message you'll ever hear. An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available. Heart and Body Extract is an exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Get your Heart and Body Extract today by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
News and information you can trust. This is American Freedom Radio. Freedom, freedom, American Freedom Radio. Radio. American Freedom Radio.
Your life as it has been is over.
Radio Free Humanity on AFR. Listen to the Paradigm Shift. Saturday night, 10 p.m. Central.
Don't sit around, first of all.
Cleveland Show on AmericanFreedomRadio.com, doing the Cleveland Shuffle. Sorry, everybody, about that. We a little bit of technical difficulties in the background here. Quite enjoy that song, actually. I want to dedicate that one to one of my probably most obsessive, dedicated, and very nice dude listeners, Mikhail, here in Auckland, who's basically he never listens to the show live, but he catches up on the archives the second they're posted, pretty much when he gets home from work. So, you know, I wanted to just kind of dedicate that to him because it was very interesting, because he really likes that song and he wanted it to be the new theme song for the show, kind of thing. And, you know, there was a little bit of dedication, because I find that here's the most important part about being a listener, is that your opinion matters a hell of a lot to the radio show host. Like, it always does, if you're a decent person and a radio show host, I mean. Because I find that if I was talking BS for a living, like some of the mainstream media talk radio show hosts do, I wouldn't feel as close to my audience as I am when I speak the truth. And I theorize that this is because when you say things that are true, people are far more capable of, in fact, resonating with that sort of vibe. And if I tell a true experience from my perspective, or tell you something that happened to me, or thoughts that occurs to me, without fail, doesn't matter if I put it up on Facebook or say it on air, I get feedback going, you know, I really, really resonate with that, you know, it makes so much sense, and et cetera. It's just because you're telling the truth. You know, ultimately, that's all that it is. If you can tell the truth, then people identify with it far more than they identify with lies and BS. I mean, you have a look at major straw polls and things of that nature that are going on around the world now. The majority of the human population in the Western world now thinks that 9/11... the official story was bogus. Okay? And yet mainstream media is barely reporting any of that. All right? That's why people don't resonate with them anymore. That's why they're not jibing to the same vibe. Because they know that these people are dishonest. They know that they're no longer credible. And people seek out sources of information that they can trust. They source out people that they can identify with. And ultimately, they're looking for themselves, you know. And that's what I found, is that when I speak to people who listen to my show, who are big fans and stuff like that, when I'm talking to them, you know, having a drink with them or what have you, I do very similar stuff to what I do on this radio. So, you know, I pontificate and I come up with what I feel to be very amazing thoughts and whatnot that even shock me that I'm even having them. And I notice that I don't do that when I'm just sitting on my own, when I don't have an audience. If nobody's listening to me, these really great thoughts and everything don't come out of my mouth. And I noticed that the only thing that actually makes me a better talk radio show host is the fact that I have listeners. All right, so if you're sitting there and you're listening to this now, thank you very much. You inspire me. You truly do. Just in a very natural sense, you don't even have to say a word. You know, that's my job. Well, and ultimately, whenever you do want to say something, if you ever want to talk back, you can call in the show. You can send us an email at thevinnyeastwoodshow.com or gorillamedia.co.nz. You can hit me up on Facebook. You can message me through YouTube. You know, I'm not hard to get a hold of. If you want to interject something, or you want me to discuss something on the show, or you want me to bring up a particular guest of some description, do it. I invite you to do so, because ultimately, I'd probably say a good 90% of the guests that we have on the show the info that we cover on this show, the things that we read out on this show, videos we play, articles, etc., all come from listeners. All right? That's how important you are as listeners. It doesn't mean you have any responsibility. But just bear in mind, whenever you do interact, you have a massive effect. You know, I came to the conclusion the other day that I couldn't do this on my own. You know, I really couldn't. I talked to a guy named from Lama Tech. What was his name? I forget his name anyway, but he used to run a radio show here in New Zealand called Radio Chomsky. And he quit doing it after a couple of years because he felt like he was a voice in the wilderness. You know, nobody was messaging him. He wasn't getting any encouragement and that sort of thing. And he packed up shop and hasn't done it since. You know, and I feel remarkably privileged the amount of interaction that I get because, again, it's that extra motivation. If you see the results of what you do, it makes it so much easier to just keep on doing it, doesn't it? Because you know, that's ultimately what people want. They want encouragement. They don't want to be endlessly opposed. You know, I when I go out to protest, I expect it. Like these Occupy Wall Street, Occupy Queen Street, Occupy the World, basically, movements are inherently populated by a lot of very false left-right paradigm, socialist, communist, etc. type characters. And I got nothing essentially against them per se, but I am against how their ideology only empowers the socialist communist bankers that are currently already in control. The solution to these problems of price inflation and corruption and everything isn't more socialism. That's what caused it in the first place. And the problem is not capitalism, okay? That we don't have capitalism. We haven't had it for quite some time. It is crony monopolism. Whole bunches of really incredibly powerful, filthy, rich bankster scumbags financed by the wealthiest families on the earth have been running this game for quite some time. And they are not going to give up the wheels of power easily at all. And therefore, it is a responsibility of those of us who know the truth, who are conspiracy theorists and whatnot, stand up proudly and speak loudly about what the truth of the matter really is, that the target is not capitalism. The target is globalism in itself. They are stealing everything. And they will continue to steal everything until they are the ones that are identified by any mass movement as being the problem. Okay, that's my personal belief on it, so to speak. And for those of you who don't think that there's too many socialists being involved in these movements and whatnot, just bear in mind that the people who actually created the Facebook events are unionists and are actual friends of mine. Trust me, I know how they think. I've sat around campfires when they've been singing songs from the Stalin era, saying shoot them all, and blah blah blah. You know, they know the words to these songs. Okay, socialists through and through, without any doubt, question, or equivocation, through and through. I can assure you, I'm not making it up either. This is not the kind of future that I want. I don't want to have people strung up.